I'm Coach Hall, and this lesson we're going to meet the instructor. That's me. I'm Coach Hall. There's your proof right there. Wrote it up on the whiteboard. Must be true. Before we get started, I'm sure you may have some curiosities about the guy that's going to be instructing this course for you. First of all, I want you to know that I am not only an ACT coach, but an ACT practitioner. I've been practicing ACT probably about 16 years, I would imagine. I have been on the receiving side of therapy back in 1996. I thought I was having a heart attack. I couldn't catch my breathing. I started having a fit of hysteria. I had no control over stopping my laughter, followed by extreme crying. Like, I bawled like I never bawled before. And this is a guy that never cried in his life. And it was too tough of a guy to go around crying like a baby, right? But suddenly I got this urge to just cry and cry and cry, and I couldn't control it. Hours passed by, and eventually I just sort of passed out. The next day I went to the hospital, or to the doctors actually, to figure out what was going on. They did the whole workup on me and, hey man, there's nothing physically wrong with you. You've got nothing wrong with you. Okay, but I feel terrible. I feel like an elephant sitting on my chest and I'm sweating and I can't keep my mind straight. And, you know, the room is kind of spinning around at times. It looks like there's a big fog in front of me and I just feel terrible. I feel like the whole world's just falling apart. And I went through the whole pharmaceutical route with the psychiatrist, and it was 4 years of trying this, that, and the other thing when it came to the pharmaceuticals. Nothing worked. None of it worked. 2000 came along, 4 years of this. That's right, 4 years of my life waiting for the doctors to fix me, because that's where my head was at. I thought that's what their job was. After all, when I was a kid and I broke my leg and went to the hospital, guess what they did? They fixed my leg. Every time I ever got sick, mumps, measles, whatever it was I had a bunch of these little things when I was young, doctors fixed me. So I was programmed to think that when it came to my mind, they would fix me as well. And unfortunately, for me at least, these medicines did me absolutely no good. In fact, they just made my quality of life worse. It was in 2000, though, I met a therapist who uses CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy. And for the first time, and I have to admit, the first 6 months or so, I really thought it was a bunch of hocus pocus. And I didn't really even give it an attempt. I was actually lying to my therapist. Yeah, I'm trying it out at home. I'm doing this, that. And I wasn't. And it wasn't until I had another series of really bad panic attacks, one after another, where it was almost as if God, or whatever you want to believe is the higher power, was slapping me in the face. Yo, dude, why don't you try out the CBT? And I did. I just started doing it, and it started to help. And for the first time in my life, I realized, you know, it's not all about the doctors. I'm involved in this. I've got some power here. And so that was the very first step. And there were many, many, many steps after that, many, many years. It took 4 more years to finally get out of this depression hole I was in. But it was the turning point for me that made a big difference. It made me realize that there's a lot out there that I can learn, that I can do for myself. I don't have to be this victim. I can actually do something for myself. And that slow, incremental, step-by-step process eventually led me to a number of other modalities, including ACT, when I accepted all the things that were happening to me in my life. You see, before that, with CBT, I was given these ways to challenge my thoughts, but it wasn't really fixing me. So it was kind of like driving down the road of life, feeling okay for a bit, and then boom, you kind of hit a bump and go, oh God, I have to do the CBT stuff again. I need to practice a little mindfulness, do some meditation, escapism, stall all these things that I was trying to do so I didn't feel so bad. And it wasn't until I learned about ACT, it was just about accepting the totality of my human experience. And that started to make the big difference. I wanted to know more about it, and eventually that led me to ACT itself as a modality. That hole that I fell into years ago, poof, that's filled in with dirt. there's a mountain on top of it now. I'll never get anywhere near that hole again. And ACT was the thing that really moved me from the fear of ever falling back in that hole. Such a powerful lesson I learned. And of course, being a lifetime sports coach that moved into family coaching, this was a perfect addition and something I wanted to add to my own personal life, but also with my helping modalities. I was helping other people, helping parents, and this was just a natural extra for me. So I am an ACT expert, if you will, because I've applied it to my own personal life. I'm a living testament to its power, and I am going to be your instructor. Okay, you're going to see up on your screen here just a few other things about me. I developed a couple of different systems out there for coaching. You can see those up on your screen. And you could see what else the course includes: videos, a workbook that's going to match up with screenshots like you see up on your screen right now. If you want additional support, of course, join me on my Star Family Coaching Facebook page. You'll likely meet other students there. You can get yourself a study buddy or somebody else that might be at a point to where they want to do some role playing. You want to be a life coach? Maybe there's somebody else out there that wants to be a life coach too, using ACT, and you can sort of work off of each other and role play. One plays the client, the other plays the coach, and then you flip-flop roles. We're going to look at all the frameworks, and we're going to look at the focus that we need to have with that relationship again between the coach and the client. We're going to really focus in on that engagement. We're going to look at sessions themselves, each session, and what that structure is supposed to look like. What do you do before those sessions? And what do you do during? What steps should we take? We're going to cover all that for you. And even more, we're going to give you an actual case study with a demonstration. And a few times throughout the demonstration, you'll see me pause and we'll talk about what's going on at certain points, just so that everything that we're teaching you on the academic side of things matches up with what's happening in the reality of things, which is going to be that relationship between you and your client. Okay, so now you know a little bit about me, and now let's get into knowing a lot more about ACT. But before we do that, we got a couple more lessons left into this introductory section, and that's going to wrap up this lesson. And come and see me in the next one as we talk about some of the things you need to prepare yourself for to take the rest of ACT.